上期视频我们聊到了永辉与万达的38亿追债大戏。
In the previous video, we talked about the $380 million debt collection battle between Yan Hui and Wonder.
有人就说了
，Someone said that.
区区38亿而已。
$38 billion.
不值一提。
It's nothing.
但这次还真不一样。
But this time it's really different.
以前万达的债务是公司子公司的事，和王健林本人没有直接关系。
Previously, Wonder's debt was that of its subsidiaries and not directly owed by Wang Jianlin himself in billions of yuan.
但是这次，永辉这限期20天。
However, this time Yan Hui has a deadline of 20 days.
38亿的裁决书。
$38 billion yuan ruling.
王健林承担连带保证责任。
Wang Jianlin assumes the liability of joint and several liability.
万达债务危机罕见地穿透到王健林。
The Wonder debt crisis has rarely penetrated Wang Jianlin.
本人，这意味着一旦进入强制执行。
I also mean that once it is enforced,
老王个人名下的资产都可能被冻结。
All assets belonging to Lao Wang may be frozen.
王健林如履薄冰。
Wang Jianlin was walking on thin ice.
万达集团更是举步维艰。
Wonder Group is also facing difficulties.
据财新梳理
，According to Financial Times,
截至2026年初
，As of early 2026,
万达集团总负债约6000亿元。
Wonder Group's total debt.Is approximately 600 billion yuan.
其中万达商管有息负债超过1400亿元。
Among them, Wonder Group has over 1.4 trillion yuan in interest-bearing debt.
这是什么概念？
What is this concept?
每年的利息支出就高达70亿到130亿元。
The annual interest expenses range from 700 million.To 1.3 billion.
也就是说
That is to say,
71岁的老王每天一睁眼就欠着大约2000万的利息。
At 71 years old, Mr. Wang wakes up every day to owe around 20 million in interest.
这不是小目标。
This is not a small goal.
这是大窟窿。
This is a big hole.
这些年
These years.
为了给万达续命
，to keep Wonder afloat，
王健林个人极尽资本腾挪之手。
Wang Jianlin, a master of capital accumulation，
变卖资产，质押股权
，convert assets into equity，
权反复融资
，repeatedly raise funds，
而这一切只因为一个执念，上。
All of this is because of one obsession with the market。
今天我们就来聊聊王健林是如何一步步输掉万亿商业帝国的。时间拨回到2015年。
Today, let's talk about how Wang Jianlin gradually lost his trillion-dollar empire. The timeline goes back to 2015.
那时的万达如日中天。
At that time, Wonder was like the sun.
王健林风光无两。
Wang Jianlin's series unparalleled,
就像2008年的黄光裕
，like Wang Guanyu in 2008,
2019年的许家印和2021年的马云一样
，in 1999, Zhu Jiayin was just as successful as Jack Ma in 2001,
都站在人生的巅峰上
，they all stood at the peak of their lives.
但他们不知道的是自己啊
But they didn't know themselves.
其实已经站在命运的悬崖边上了
In fact, I'm already on the edge of fate.
2015年
2015,
万达年会上热爱唱歌的老王来了一首假行僧歌词里的那句远走高飞
At the Wander Group annual meeting, an old man named Wang, who loves to sing, sang a line from the faraway song by the fake monk band, I'm going away.
吓到了很多人。
Scared many people.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为万达当时的一系列动作都会让人对这句远走高飞浮想联翩。
Because Wander's series of actions at the time would make people think about this phrase in a way that they would leave and fly away.
彼时的万达正在大举进行海外并购。
At that time, Wander was aggressively conducting overseas mergers and acquisitions.
2013年
2013,
收购了英国豪华游艇制造商 Sunseeker。
Acquired British luxury yacht manufacturer Sunseeker.
2015年收购了全球最大的体育运营公司。
In 2015, it acquired the world's largest sports operation company.
瑞士盈方。
Swiss Side.
2016年收购了美国最大的电影院线公司 AMC 以及好莱坞巨头传奇影业。万达铺天盖地的买买买也引来了外界质疑。
In 2016, the acquisition of the largest cinema chain in the United States, AMC, and the Hollywood giant, Wonder by Wonder, also led to widespread questioning from the outside world.
你到底是在投资海外，还是在转移资产呢？
Are you investing abroad or transferring assets?
当时的老王硬气回怼。
Old Wang was very tough and retorted.
我们一起来听听。
Let's listen together.
2015年11月
November 2015.
他在哈佛大学是怎么说的？
How did he say it at Harvard?
就是转移资产。
It's about transferring assets.
你说万达这个钱既不是偷的。
You said that Wander's money is not stolen.
也不是抢的。
Not stealing.
也不是我们自己印的。
Not printed by us.
所有抢银行的。
All bank robbers.
或者印假钞的。
Or those who print counterfeit money.
好像都没有跟万达沾上边。
It seems like they haven't been involved with Wander.
所以完全是我们自己辛辛苦苦赚出来的。
Therefore, it is entirely our own hard-earned money.
我们辛苦自己赚的钱。
We earn our own money.
我爱往哪投，就往哪投。
I will vote for whoever I like.
那个时候的老王忽略了一点。
At that time, Lao Wang overlooked one thing.
在中国，你花人民币。
In China, you spend Chinese yuan.
只要你不违法，就没人管你。
As long as you don't break the law, no one will bother you.
但是你在国外花美元，就完全是另外一回事了。
However, spending dollars abroad is a completely different matter.
一万双眼睛都在盯着你。
10,000 pairs of eyes were staring at him.
能投什么？
What can you vote for?
能买什么都是有限制的。
What can be bought is limited.
而老王的问题就出自这里。
And the problem with old Wang comes from here.
万达是一家内循环公司。
Wander is an inward-looking company.
却在海外疯狂买买买。
However, they are frantically buying and buying abroad.
拿着制造业辛苦赚回来的外汇资产。
Using foreign exchange assets earned through hard work in manufacturing.
拓展自家商业版图。
Expand your business territory.
虽然合法。
Although legal.
但是你如此高跳和强硬，出事就是早晚的事。
But your high jump and aggressive market entry is inevitable.
2017年。
2017.
风暴来了。
The storm is coming.
监管开始排查万达等多家企业的海外并购存在的风险，市场开始传言。
Regulators have begun to investigate the risks of overseas mergers and acquisitions by Wander and other companies. The market has also started to spread rumors.
银行在排查万达的授信和风险。重压之下，
Under the pressure of investigating Wonder's credit and risk,
万达遭遇了严重的股债双杀。
Wonder has experienced a severe double kill of stocks and bonds.
几乎一夜之间，资金流动性直接枯竭。
The liquidity dried up almost overnight.
在危机之下，
In the face of crisis,
王健林被迫选择了断臂。
Wang Jianlin was forced to amputate his arm.
求生。
Survival.
把万达旗下13个文旅项目和77家酒店分别打包卖给了融创和富力。
Sell the 13 Wonder Tourism and Hotel Projects and 77 hotels under Wonder to Ruxing and Fuli.
一把套现了637个亿，金额之大。
A set of $637 billion in amount.
被媒体称之为世纪交易。接盘的孙宏斌很是高兴。
Sun Hongbin, who was chosen by the media to be the key player in the century-old deal, was exhausted.
有一次在跟别人吃饭时说了一句，
Once I sent something to someone while eating with them.
老王辛辛苦苦干了十年，
Old Wang worked hard for 10 years.
被我摘了果子，
I picked the fruit.
只不过多年之后，
However, many years later,
当融创面临债务违约的时候，
When Evergrande faces debt default,
孙宏斌才会知道自己当年摘的到底是果子还是地雷。万达的这次危机，
Sun Hongbin would know that he knew whether he had picked a fruit or a landmine.
老王处理得非常漂亮。
Old Wang handled it very well.
老王透露，
Old Wang revealed that
万达当时账上资金超过了1700个亿。
At that time, Wonder had over 1.7 trillion yuan in its accounts.
是中国地产巨头里面啊，负债率最低。
The Chinese real estate giant with the lowest debt ratio.
现金最充足的公司。
The company with the most cash.
而且王健林卖掉的只是万达的文旅和酒店业务，核心的万达广场还是牢牢地掌握在自己的手里。
Moreover, Wang Jianlin only sold the core business of Wonder Plaza and hotels, which were still firmly under his control.
如果王健林能看清形势，
If Wang Jianlin can see the situation clearly,
继续降杠杆，
continue to lower leverage,
轻负债，
like debt,
或许能成为那个跟李嘉诚一样。
Perhaps I could become someone like Li Ka-shing.
提前下山的淘金者，转祸为福。
Miners who leave the mine early.
一把封神。
One stroke to seal one's fate.
但是老王不想下牌桌。
But Lao Wang didn't want to play poker.
60岁。
60 years old.
正是奋斗的好年纪。
This is a good age to strive.
自己应该再赌一把。
I should try again.
就在老王放弃了全球扩张的念头后，
After old Wang abandoned his idea of global expansion,
又陷入另一个执念，
caught in another obsession.
那就是上市，万达。
That's the listing of Wonder.
其实早在2014年就在港交所上市了。
Actually, it was already listed on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange in 2014.
误解了288亿港元。
Misunderstood 288 billion Hong Kong dollars.
是当年全球最大的 IPO 之一。
It was one of the largest IPOs in the world at the time.
但是港股一直对地产股比较歧视。
However, Hong Kong stocks have always been relatively discriminatory towards property stocks.
所以万达上市后股价很低迷。
Therefore, after Wonder went public, the stock price was very low.
老王哪受过这种委屈？
Old Wang has never experienced such a thing.
于是2016年决定私有化退市。
Therefore, in 2016, it decided to privatize and delist.
不玩了。
I'm done.
回 A 股上市。
Go public on the A share market.
为了回 A 股上市
，In order to go public on the A share market，
万达引入资本
，Wonder introduces capital，
并多次签下对赌协议
，And repeatedly sign gambling agreements。
然而
，However，
回 A 之路屡屡受挫，风险
，The risk of failure on the path to it is high，
在一次次对赌中不断积累。
Accumulating in successive gambles,
资本也慢慢地露出了獠牙。
Capital is also starting to show its teeth.
2021, 万达引入了 PAG, 腾讯。
Wonder introduced PAG Tencent.
蚂蚁等22家知名战投纷纷入场。
22 well-known companies, including Ants, have entered the field.
并签下新的对赌协议
，and sign a new deal，
承诺在2023年前上市
，commit to listing before 2023，
否则将连本带息回购全部股份
，otherwise they will repurchase all the shares with principal and interest，
大概440个亿
，around 440 billion，
大家先记住这个名字。
Everyone, please remember this name.
泰蒙投资集团
Taimeng Investment Group.
这或许是老王家这辈子都不想听到的名字
This might be the name old Wayne never wanted to hear.
因为泰蒙投资集团创始人单伟健不是来帮老王上市的
Because the founder of Taimeng Investment Group, Wayne White Giant, did not come to help old Wayne go public.
而是盯上了万达最核心的资产。
Instead, they targeted Wonder's most core assets.
万达广场。下期视频。
Wonder Plaza next video.
我们来拆解这场长达三年的资本围猎，看亚洲私募之王单伟健如何不动声色地从王健林手中夺走万达控制权的。故事才刚讲到一半。
Let's break down this three-year battle for control of Asian private equity giant.Focusing on how Wang Jianlin, the king of Asian private equity, quietly took control of Wonder from Wang Jianlin. This is just the beginning of the story.
我们下期见。
See you next time.